This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The shiur today is the beginning of a series of shiurim. We're going to learn Pirush HaTefillah. With Leil Nin Davenin, the Siddur. A lot of the pshatim that we find on Siddur are not always the pashut pshat. It's a veltel. It's a chap in the lashon. And it's sometimes a question, does this pshat or veltel oil al shulchan malachim, so to speak, is this something that we should speak out in a shir and learn it as Pirush HaTefillah? And over the years, I've heard so many different vertlach and pshatim on the lashonis of the tefillah. So I was contemplating what makes the cut, so to speak. Was megmin zogin pshat? Was is a pesach veis, a vertl, und nicht kein vertl? So I figured I'll use guidance. The Gedali Yisrael that wrote and spoke about tefillah before me. And I searched and I found something interesting from Abchatzkel Abramsky, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, famous Abchatzkel Abramsky, the Goyin, wrote on the Tesefta, the Pe'er of the Lomdim, and Tidua, that he had a style in tefillah. And I'm had a mahalach in tefillah. We've spoken about this in the past, stories, how Reb Chatzkel Abramsky approached tefillah. And that was that, azayvi meretzo atate, the way you speak to a father. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky used to talk to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the way you talk to your father. It's brought down. And he used to say when he was cold, Tate, Chatzkel is kalt. No, I've been kalt, I'm cold. Or he would say, Chatzkel is hungrig. Tate, Chatzkel is hungry. An interesting approach to tefillah. So I found something interesting that he speaks about tefillah and the nusach tefillah. He says that he was once at a bris. This is a sefer, Chazin Yecheskel. That's on Tefillah and a Tanakh. You look at your sheets, I bring it to you as a Hakadoma. This is the introduction to the Shiurim that we will be giving. It's an eye-opener of what's called Tefillah and what's called Pirush HaTefillah. What could be Nichlal included in Pirush HaTefillah? So he brings a story that Reb Chatzkel was once at a bris. And one of the Talmidim got up and said, a Vertel. On the lashon that we say by a bris, b'damayi chayi, b'damayi chayi. It's a double lashon, b'damayi chayi, b'damayi chayi. It's a pashut, it's damila, and dam pesach, it's going back to the yitzias mitzrayim, that the blood of the carbon pesach, and the blood of the mila that they had was spilling in the streets. Zeh shteitn chazal. So b'damayich, the two domim, the two bloods. The person got up and said a different pshat. B'schus bris mila, b'damayich, with your money, chayi. You should have life, you should never have problems of money. B'damayich chayi, you should never need blood in the hospital or transfusion. It's in the Chazan Yecheskel. I printed it out for you, Rav Esai. Look at it. It's right in front of you. Somebody got up and he said this Veltel. Yeah. Clever, huh? Wasn't his own. Mustami heard it from some Rebbe Veltel from the past. B'damayi chayi. You should have money and you should never need blood transfusions. So they turned to Reb Chatzkel to see his expression, you know. I wanted to see if he's going to make a face, that he's going to laugh at it. And he said, no, I like the vot. I like it. He said, Rebbe, Mr. Chazal Lamdim, wie kommst du da? How do you... This is a vot in B'domai Chayid. And he answered that when you dive into the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you could put any kavana that fits into the words, thus is the tefillah, as long as it fits. Ona, he answered, Kishim ispalim lakodish baruchu, evshe lahachnis eskol abakashis, kol mashe nichnis b'mila is hatefillah. Anything that fits. Chatzko Abramsky. Anything that fits. It's interesting. A few pages later, I found that he Kamat said the same vat. He would say that every day in Birchas Hamazon, we say, V'na'al tatzichenu lidei matnas basar v'dom. And he said, I was mechavin. He used to say, I was mechavin over there, that the Rebbeinu Shem, I shouldn't need any other organs from anybody. Matnas basar, I shouldn't need any transplants. V'dom, and I shouldn't need any blood transfusions. No? Anyone bench and think that? No, it's Reb Chatzko Abramsky. You learn the Chazon Yecheskel on Tosefta, this is Elbe Mech. Zelbe Lamden. Zay flecked the davenim, yeah? He was mechavim v'loyli day matnas basar v'dam. I shouldn't need a maton of basar. I shouldn't need an organ transplant, and I shouldn't need dam. Hat man em gefragt, Rebbe. Aren't you stretching it in the words? And he answered, the same yisayit, as long as it fits, it becomes pirush hatfila. And he explained, Anshei Knesset HaGadoylo Tiknu Es HaTfilo. Anshei Knesset HaGadoylo, they were the Mesaknim, they established the davening, and they saw Beruach Kocham Kol Hatzrachim Sheyiyu Eipam L'chol Yudi Yudi. Anytime a Yid is going to need something, they saw it already. So they put the words, and these words could contain so many different things, and that everything that fits belongs in the words. And that's the kavana of the pirush of the tefillah. You know, Rabbi Isai, if we understood Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, how big they were, and their sight and what they understood, that's what Reb Chatzkel is saying over here. You think it's simple words. It was written by Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. And each word contains so much. There's so much. And that's because they had Ruach HaKodesh and so much Chachma. So when we daven, we're davening, the words seem to be basic, but there's so much that's in within every word. Ilamis, worlds, and anything that fits, that becomes the pshat. I use this as an introduction. Chmein, this is the hakdamah. We need to understand that every word in davening is ilamis. There's worlds in it, and every pshat. Kavonas Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. It's all what Anshei Knesset HaGdayla had in mind when they established and were misakin the Lashon HaTevila. So let's begin with learning every word of davening. Moed Ani Lefanecha. You look on your sheets, page 1, first shir, Moed Ani Lefanecha, Melech Chai V'Kayom. Right, everybody, every kid knows, right? Maidan. Mishtabura, and Simon Aleph, Siv Katn Ches, says from the Seder Ayoim, which is really quoting a Zayar, that every morning when you wake up, you need to say Mayda Ani. How should you say it? So we all know Bechemla Esnachta. You have to stop after the word Bechemla. And you gotta say Rabbe Munasecha together. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Mekair of this saying that we say, the beginning Maidani is from a Zayar, Seder Ayayim, and the end is a Pasuk in Eicha. Eicha, we say, Chadoshim Labkarim, fresh, Chadosh, Baker every morning, Rabbo, many great is your Emuna. So this is the formula that makes up Maidani. Maidani lefanecha. And the end is Shazatim Shechemer Chemlo Rabbe Munasech. Rabbe Munasech is the Pasuk in Eicha. What does Rabbe Munasech mean? What does it mean? Rabbe, many great is your Emuna. So in the beginning, I bring you the Mishnah Berurah. If you're going to follow along with the sheets, try to make it easier for you a little bit. So the first Mishnah Berurah is pretty simple. The second thing I bring you is Akasha, because the Medrash in Eicha explains, what does it mean, Rabbe Munasecha? Emuna means your trustworthiness. Emunasecha. Getrei, the Rabbeinu Shleil could be trusted. Trusted? What's the issue of trust? Suck the medrash, because every night we give the Rebbeinu Shleil our neshama as a pikadon. We give the Rebbeinu Shleil our neshama to watch. Shomer, he becomes Shomer Yisrael. Before Ma'ariv, right? By Ma'ariv, what do we say? Shomer Am Yisrael. We're going to sleep soon. Rebbeinu Shleil's a Shomer. We give him a pikadon. Umemela. He's a trustworthy shomer that he returns it in the morning. Great is your trustworthiness. Hazeh shteit in Medrash Eicha on the pasuk of Chadoshim Labkarim Rabbe Munasecha. The Kasha, Sagreis Shevach. It's a big praise to the Rebbeinu Shleilam that he's trustworthy. That's the big, that I give you a pikadon to watch and you give it back. What's Rabbe Munasecha? This is the kasha that all the Rishonim and Achreinim are busy with on the Pasuk. And Rabbe Munasecha that we say every morning. You give that pikadon, you're giving him to watch. It's basic. Law of the Torah, Shomer has to return. It's Chayiv L'Hashiv. So this is the Kasha. What's the Pshat Pshita? Alo Yakodesh Baruch Hu, Shomer Pikadim Bevadi Machzir. So there are many Terutzim to this Kasha. I'd like to go through some of them. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Rav Chaim, he has a sefer on tefillah. It's called Shema Tfilasi. He's my interesting shayla. Moed ani lefanecho melech chay v'kayom. Good melech. No. Okay. We're saying the Eved is the melech, but what is chay v'kayom? Why are we emphasizing chay v'kayom? As I frek the Akasha, Chaim Kanievsky. Moed ani lefanecho. Melech, he's got the Meir, why does it say Melech over here, but it's not going to be Bumbekash. Oh, but what's this Chai V'Kayim? Zat the B'Chayim. The Rebbeinu Shleilam takes a Pikadon to watch the Neshama. But when does he have to give it back? Well, you have a contract with the Eibishter to when you have to give it back. What? Yeah? No? He's melech. Chai v'kayom. The Baruch Hashem left of Heimig. As a matter of fact, there is a medrash. The medrash on that pasuk says that just like the Baruch Hashem was trustworthy, that he gives us back every morning our neshama, this is a guarantee that lost Lavoi, he'll also give us back the neshama by Tchias HaMeisim, because he promised. So the Baruch Hashem is trustworthy to keep his promise. No? So what do we have? The Bemis, the Haftacha of the Neshama, to give it back to us could be later also. Could be by Tchias HaMeisim. You know what? The Rebbeinu Shleim took the Neshama as a pikadon. I'll give it back. You ever see when a guy borrows money and you go back to him, you tell him, then when are you paying me? Mal, mitz Hashem. Napol teg. Who says it has to be? Unless you have an opmach. You have an opmach that every morning. You have an opmach with the Eibishter that every morning he has to return you neshama vushtaitas. You have to trust the Eibishter on this one. Yeah? The fact that he brings you every day back to neshama is rab emunasecha. Oh, you like it? Azeizak b'chaim Kanievsky. Yeah? Yeah? B'niteiri, yeah? In Hilchus Shoyma, if you don't, Stam Halva Shloishim Yoyim, yeah? Okay, so you know what? After 30 days, I'll bring it back to you. Stam Halva. If it's upland, it's like Tzoyz, I'm not upland. Good. Stam Halva Shloishim, Pekotten. What's the Stam Pekotten? Okay, good, good. We can't get in Teir, if an hype is mom. Check, good, yeah? No, not masking? Why does the Eibish have to give it back the next morning? That's Pshat Melech. He's a Melech. He's the boss. He's the boss. That he's Chai V'Kayon. Left of faith, he can give it back. Because people have to pay up their Chavis right away. You know why? Who says you'll be around the next day? I have to take care of what you got to take care of. David has plenty of time. He's Chai V'Kayon, and still, he gives us back every morning. His Abem Unasech. You look at there in the safe, it's not exactly what he says, and if that's not clear, if that's what he means, I don't know. Chaim Kedarka, he writes two words. Maybe he means that. Maybe. I'm not sure. Unless maybe he means something else. I can tell you a tzveita pshat. Chaim. Other Reb Chaim Efshe means something else. You're right. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is the Shomer. But who's the boss? He's the melech. You know, melech has the right to come and say, I'm not paying you back, period. What's missing, huh? But you come and tell the melech, you owe me? What? Imagine you come to the melech. The melech says, I'm the melech. I'll do what I want, when I want, how I want. What's if you ask me, I think Reb Chaim means the second thing. You read the Lashon over there. I think what he's trying to say is, he's a melech chai v'kayim. He could do what he wants. Who said it? You just said it? That's the point. When he wants it. He can want the chai v'kayim. He wants it, he'll give back to you many years later. Haslib si meiridik, ah? Melech chai v'kayim. Meiridik. I saw a very nice pshat. So if you look on your sheet, I have Shimut Filasi. Shimut Filasi is Reb Chaim Sefer. And I give you the two ways on how to understand what Reb Chaim meant. In Sefer Shiras Dov, it's a very nice Sefer on Tefillah. Very nice. I have the saw today for the first time. I knew it existed, but I never saw it. So I stuck it in quick. If you look on the paper, you'll see I stuck it in as a very nice Sefer. Reb Shiva of Tel is beautiful. He says a different pshat. Melech chai v'kayo. Who owes who? The emes, the neshame, the Rebbeinu Shleim could come and say, but you deserve an einish that you don't deserve to get back your neshame. But the Rebbeinu Shleim says, I'll give it back to you anyway. So the Rebbeinu Shleim is a mevata? What do you mean? No? There's no cheshbon that every night I go to sleep. Right? All my various Rishayim, Magin, as Avi Garnish Gishen, and the Targit says, Melechai Vekayo. It's long term, mainished, that you're getting your neshama as a freebie, so to speak. Because it never has been. But yet, the free gives you a chance. I, Lemaisa, there's Einish, and there's a din v'cheshbin, mechatesis, kump mitzrik, that I should get it back? Well, the teretz is melech. Chai v'kaim, he's patient. Sefebik. We shouldn't think that we get back the neshama as a given. Nitkefelech. Azei zoktem. A different pshat in melech, chai v'kaim. Chabaisai, let me gain weiter. In Oitzat Tfilis, there's a Pirish Eitz Yosef, and he brings another pshat. He says, L'chayra, the Rabbein Yishloim would not have to give us back our neshama at all. Why? He gives us a neshama, what do we do with it? It's a ma'isu achayiv. Who said? Who said it was eichet to get back the neshama? Zogt Eitz Yosef that that's the pshat. When we come and say that he's nemon, la'maisi he took it from us as a shoyma, and we trusted him. Trust Eibishter. Nemonis, I trusted you. You know, my zayde zechein levracha told me a meir de gevat for the chavetz chayim. Rebbe was Nenash with tremendous Yisurim. What was the story that he was Rebbe HaKadosh, Rebbe Shashtet in the Gemara in Bar Mitzia, that there was a calf that came to him and hid underneath his jacket, and he told the calf, Lech Kilakach Nitzarta. So what? First of all, was he wrong? He was right. Was? No! That's what Rebbe HaKadosh gets punished for. Honestly, the calf was supposed to go to Shechita. Imagine you walk into a Shlachtos. I know there are people that do this today. Peter, it's called Peter, right? They come there, totally, the animals were animal rights. Yeah. The cow was nitin l'shechita, belonged to this balabos. He ran under his jacket. Beautiful thing. He said a nice thing. That Rebbe should have known that he was wrong, and that it's a lesson for us to learn. And that is Al Kain Bo Betzel Kerosi. I went underneath your roof for protection. We find by Loit that he was ready to sacrifice his daughters because the Malachim came to him. Yeah? So he was protecting them from the Anshis Doim. And what did he say? Al Kain Bo! It's El Kerosi. You got to protect them because I have to, whatever it is, because they came under my roof for protection. He's mechuyev to give up his daughters because two people came to his house. What's tutzach up to? Nu, shlofnish adesai. Zakta chavetz chayim. Al kein bo betzol kerasi zayisoid. It's nemonis, it's haftacha. Trust. They came to me, they trusted me. The Rebbein Yishlam is the same thing. It's a lesson. As ayid avisin, as by the Rebbein Yishlam is al bezach. Al kein bo betzel kerasi. And Rebbe, when the animal came to him, he should have known. Al kein bo betzel kerasi came for protection. He came for protection. What are you sending him away for? Al kein bo betzel hatagikhag in Yisurim. Yeah? And maybe the Bshan Yisurim is now daf gain to the Rebbein Yishlam. You have to come on to the Eibishter. Efshah, he suffered. And Afkamina, this is the Chavetz Chaim's word. Hifkadeti, biyotcha afkidruchi. Because I went to you and I gave you. I trusted. Shomer, I trusted you. Memeil rab emunasecha. Yeah? He's not mechuyif. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam not mechuyif to give us back the neshama. Who owes who? Who owes who? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to give us back the neshama. What's that? We're a bal chayv. And the teretz is biyad cha'afkid umemeila rab emunasecha to return it. The Chassam Sefer says a little different knetch. The Chassam Sefer says, could you imagine that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us the neshama and we're paying him the neshama? And every night we give it back to the Baal HaBos, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he looks at it and he goes, why would I give it back to you? You gotta be kidding. Imagine you lend a guy a car and every day it comes back nonsense, to brachen, to schmetter. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm not gonna do it anymore. How much could you? Sometimes I'm safe every night. Rabbeinu Shel Olam gets back our neshama, and he looks at it and he goes, "And Afal Pi Kein." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us the neshama because we were mafkid. I'm a meiler, Rabbi Munasach. You hear Rabbi Isai? So we have a taich. What does it mean, Rabbi Munasach? And Afal Pi. That Lamaisa, we shouldn't be getting back the neshama, but because we were mafkid and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's a neman, Rabbi Munasecha, he gives it back to us. Medrash and Eicha says something very interesting. You ever notice, and this is the bottom of your sheet, if you notice we have the Chassam Sofer and then afterwards, there's a medrash that says that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam takes the neshama every night and he doesn't give us back the neshama, but he gives us back a fresh neshama. He gives us back a neshama that's fresh, it's polished for the next day's avodah. Shemachzira, says the medrash. That medrash says shemachzira miyupe umhuder. Rashi in his Siddur, in his Sefer Pardes as well, Fataiches, this Nakuda, he says, it's on your sheet, the second page. It's not tired. The beginning of the pasuk, you see how Rashi is chadoshim labkarim. The Rabbi Munasecha is not just stam that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us back the neshama; he gives us back chadoshim labkarim. He takes the neshama and he makes us fresh. You know, when you give something to somebody to watch, he gives it back to you exactly how you gave it to him. Could you imagine? First, he sends it to the cleaners and he gives it a polish, and then he gives it back to you. Pili player, man. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Shomer, should have taken the Neshama and just give it back. Sok the Medrash, Chadashim Lapkarim. Das is Rabbi Munasecha. Let's go one step weiter. The Medrash Tilim says, tell me, you ever have that you wake up one morning and you're different, you have a different Neshama? How's it? You know, the Eibishta has to take every Neshama and then he has to bring it back. How can they never get mixed up? It's a Medrash Tilim. The Medrash Tilim, Mizmor Chavei says, Shema Omad Echot Shachris. Did it ever happen that a guy wakes up in the morning and he wants to look in the mirror, Bikesh Nafshei, V'lei Matza? Not only he didn't fight, he found his, the Nefesh of the other guy. Found he's a different person, B'chlal. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's efficient. Yeah. And he gives you back your neshama. Azei zok, the medrash tilim. Yeah? You know, Rabbi Yisrael, Yedder Tag, we make brachas the same again and again. Shalei asani goy, shalei asani oved, shalei asani isha. Okay, shame. But Yedetug Shle Asani Gech. You are who you are, no? The Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Vav asked this for Akasha. And he says a very interesting teretz. He brings in the Kubalim that what guarantees you that you're going to get back your neshama? Maybe you'll get someone else, or Akapanim will be mixed up. It's famished. So the fact that every morning you wake up, Hashishkin Gayin Zich, Hashishkin Isha, Hashishkin Evin Zich. Yeah, right. Das ist Rabbi Munasech. You see, Rabbi Sayyid, Rabbi Shleilam, the word Nemanis, he's trustworthy. You could rely on him. Al Kain, Bow, Betzel, Karasi, you could rely on the Rabbi Shleilam. Yeah, no. Gracious call that he gives it back to you. Who says he has to give it back to you now? He'll give it back to you when he wants to give it back to you. Melechai Vekaya. If he gives it back to you, maybe he could come and tie you. You abused it. Why should I give it back to you? There's some safer. If he gives it back to you, he'll give it to you the way you gave it to him. No. Get the saputz. If he gives it back to you, how do you know that he's giving yours the way? Famished. The Teretz is, Rabbi, we trust Eibishter. And every morning we wake up, and the Tadas is Rabbi Munasech. The Ritziv learns a whole different pshat in Rabbi Munasech. Pashat Rabbi Munasech is going back on the fact that we got back the neshama. The Ritziv explains Rabbi Munasech that we have tremendous emun in you. Rabbi, it's not going on emuna that you're trustworthy that you gave us back the neshama. We're telling the Eibishter, Rabbi, for the future, Emunasecha. And then the Tziv says, Amei Kazak, and I found it's a Medrash HaGadol and Pashas Ve'era. When does the decisions of what happens during the day take place? When the person wakes up in the morning, Azei Zak the Medrash. So every morning, what's going to be your day? Zak the Medrash, it starts right as soon as you wake up. There's a mechilta that says, and the Netziv quotes, Shachris is called Tfilas HaTzadikim Tidamin, Tzadikim Davin. Why it's Tfilas HaTzadikim? Because that's the time where the day that the Zayna Gute Tug, that the Zayna Tug for Lelnin, for Navaydis Hashem, it's all in the morning. And he says, that's the Pshat Rabo Emunasecha. Rabbi Munasecha means Emunascha Shaleinu Lahamin Viliftayach She is Chadish Shaleinu Litoiva. You have to have bitachin that it's going to be Litoiva. That's Rabbos. It's not going on Rabbi Munasecha the Ovar. It's Rabbi Munasecha. We're talking about the Osir that we're going to have Emunah. Lechem Dima is a Pirish. It's a Kadmin on Eicha. He says, that's Rabba. Rabba means great is your Emunah for the person that has it. In the morning when we wake up, we say, Rabba, Rabba. It's a great Zach Habin Emunah. I want to tell you over Meir de Kevot. I see the Oilum Shlaf, the Chvesham Azor, Azor Shrein Shmer, Shrein Mer, Chvesham, was? There's a pasuk, Tashuri Mirai Shamana. What does Tashuri Mirai Shamana mean? I'll sing. Mirai, from the top, the mountain top. Amona, what's Amona? Says the Medrash is a mountain called Emuna. It's a mountain. Mirai Shamana. When Klal Yisrael will leave Galus, and they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to pierce this mountain. And on that mountaintop, they're going to turn around and say a Shira. That's Tashuri Meraish Amona. So why does that have to do with Amona? Where does the word Amona come in? It's Zing and Shira on this mountaintop, Meraish Amona. Sheila Belzis is a Meir de Gevat HaBeisa. Beautiful word. The one Maila that we'll have, that we have in Gullis, that we don't have when Mashiach comes, is the Amunah Mitoich HaGullis. We'll see. There'll be a Dias Hashem. Everything will be good. This bracha that the Rebbein Shem gave us, Emunah, that we survived the Gullis with it. We're going to turn around and we thank the Eibishter for it. Tashuri, we'll say Shira, Meiraish Amana, for the Emunah that the Eibishter gave us. Rabba Emunah Secha. Where do we say? We say it in Echa. Chadoshim Labkarim. Echa. Why is it in Echa? Echa is the Tzara, the Chayshach, the Gullis. Ayid wakes up in the morning. What does he know? Chadash, it's a new day. I know I have emunah. Rabbi emunah, sech, I have emunah. Is he here? I think that's the pshat. Chadashim labkarim. He says it on the pasuk Tashuri Mireish Amona. But the pshat, Yedel Yid, when he wakes up in the morning, Matziv, whatever he lives through, whatever he's going through, it's Chadashim labkarim. He knows it's a new day. And what does he tackle the day with? Rabbi Emunah Sech, Rabbi Shem, is great that I have your Emunah. It's a tremendous bracha that you gave me. I bring you on your sheets, Leiter for Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, that he said that when he was in Sibir, he had a hard time. What's he supposed to be? Moedan Yil Fonecha, for what? I can't daven, I can't do anything. Mamish Sibir. I came to a decision, a maskana. Rabo emunah secha. That's the moed ani lefanecha. That the Rebbein Shem you gave me emunah. No gishmak atreisa. A person wakes up in the morning and thanks to Eibishter. Moed ani lefanecha. I have one thing for sure. That's rabo emunah secha. I have emunah for the day ahead. So either Rabbi Emunah Secha is the Emunah that you gave me back my neshama, Rabbi Emunah Secha for the day ahead. I see the time. I'll just tell you, Bekitzer, Tefillah and Emunah is the same thing. The Ramban speaks that the Tachlis Abriya Shenamin, that we should believe in the Eibush of a Shenoy Deloy, famous Ramban. And that's why we come to Shul. And that's why we daven. We can speak about this Ramban Bariches throughout the Shurim and Tefillah. Moed ani lefonecha, Rabbi Emunah Secha. And if you look, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky writes, and I brought you on your sheets as well, that that's what a person should start when he starts davening. And he used to say it himself, that I'm going to daven. What? Emunah. Emunah, Emunah. I'm going to go to do Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is Maidani. I see they're ready to close the tape on me. I'm ready to stop. But this Rabbi Sai is Maidani lefanecha. Melech Chai v'kayam. The Emunah of Melech Chai v'kayam is also part of it. That he's the Melech and he's the Chai and he's the Kayam. And it's Rabbi Emunah Secha. And with this I start my day and I start my tefillos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.